And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yay! Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Well, as we're jumping into the podcast, saying, hello, I'm Bubba, and I would like to tell you about the 350 sub of the day at Subway. Monday is no longer Monday. It's 350 sub of the day's Monday's changed now to Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day.
Yeah!
Because it's better. And then, of course, if you haven't had one, there is a different 350 sub of the day right now at Subway.
Okay!
$3.50, 6-inch sub of the day. You all right there?
What?
I'm your hype guy.
Okay. The hype man. check it out. So it's every day of the week, each containing no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Hype man.
Okay.
Thank you. Wednesday, turkey breast day. Thursday is Italian BMT day. And then, of course, the 350 sub of the day, a different 6-inch sub that is awesome for you, only at Subway. Take advantage of it. Hype man.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
What would be your hype man, like, word? Like, you got to have one word that you say, like, man, I love when he does that.
You know, I don't know. During the election, I watched these two ladies go off, and they were, like, two black ladies who were pro-Trump. Help me out.
Spice.
They had the best names ever.
It's like sugar.
Yeah, it's
sugar,
like,
honey.
I can't think of their names. Oh, this is killing me because they were awesome.
Do you know, like, they reminded me of? Do you remember the?
What were their names?
Patrick, what was the preacher ladies?
Yes.
They did.
Go ahead, preacher. Yes, I remember
Pasta.
Her.
Go ahead, Pasta.
Yeah, go ahead, Pasta.
You know, they reminded me of.
Let me turn that down and just making sure the sound was right.
They're on. Closed circuit, local access
TV.
While
you think about that, what up, Kelton? Kelton from back in the day. What's up? Anyway.
Yeah, you know, those girls are great.
Oh, I had your mic off. Why was your mic off?
Because I have nothing to say. I was trying to Google these women, and it's really difficult to do.
It's like cinnamon and something. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. Just, you know what? I'm just going to leave that to somebody who might be able to recall it from their actual mind.
Oh, Diamond and Silk.
That's it.
That's it. I typed in, no kidding, I had to like them because they would go live all the time, and I loved watching their little live things. So I liked them, and they were just so entertaining.
It's fun to a point. They get like it's a style that they do.
Yeah.
The main one kind of goes, okay, so we're going to talk about, and the girl next to her is like, oh, yeah, and then they have.
So
like,
she was the hype?
Yeah.
Like the second? Okay.
Yeah. And the hype person was my favorite one. I don't know which one that was, whether it was Diamond or Silk, but the hype person was the highlight of the whole entire thing. Because, like, she would just come on and repeat words, and it was
there for emphasis.
For emphasis! Mm-hmm.
Just what D was just doing. It was
like
having.
What was just doing?
You were like Lil Jon.
Lil Jon!
Okay.
See what I mean? That's what it was. It was the best. Diamond and Silk, if you want to follow them on Facebook, they're there. They even have a verified check mark now.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're big time.
They's official.
Official!
Oh, yeah!
Lord, man. You know what happens? We're getting burned out.
Mine would be
the end of the year, so we're all just
my
like,
hype word would be...
Oh, my God. Patrick scared me.
Hi, Patrick.
I scooted in here in my chair and scared the crap out of Carson.
Crap out of Carson!
He did!
Oh, yeah, he did!
Carson, since Bubba's not doing it, you want to sign the Christmas card?
Sign the Christmas card!
While you're sitting here?
Yeah.
There's only like 1,000 of them, so.
Yeah.
Here, I'll split it with you.
Christmas.
Do we have markers?
Are they in any kind of special order?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, they're not.
Sharpie. Give her a Sharpie.
No.
It'd be great if we here sign it with this dog.
No.
Yeah, he followed that pun all the way to the end, didn't he?
He went
all the way to the end with that.
Guy holding the dog, looking at the, like,
just squeezing poop out.
Squeezy, squeezy. What did you use? I used a Sharpe.
Somebody said sign it in Sharpe. So I did.
Mm.
Little wrinkles everywhere.
Wow. It's a miracle anyone else listens to this. It really is.
Now, you guys are, Carson, you're a dog lover.
Yes, yeah. Very much.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Fan of dogs. I think dog lover sounds gross.
Wow. Like a dog lover!
Dog lover! I didn't mean to kill the mood there.
But yes, I am a fan of the canines.
Not for everyone!
No.
I can't even sign my name. I'm laughing too hard.
So we have a regular size Labradoodle, mm-hmm. and then we have a Labradoodle mini. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a little dog.
Yeah.
It's a miniature Labradoodle.
And it's more poodle than lab.
Okay.
But it's real scared of everything.
Oh.
I mean, it's just like scared. So the other night, no one's at home, just me. And I'm sitting on the couch watching TV. And this little dog is up kind of by my head, like on the back of the couch,
mm-hmm.
but like on the other side. So it's not like right next to me.
Okay.
And so I'm just sitting there, and I just happened to kind of put my hand over there and like petted him or something. And I can tell he's like, it's not the entire time he's shaking, but it's like, shake, stop. Shake.
Like little mini seizures?
So this is while you were petting?
Yeah. It didn't matter what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
Because I would go, and he'd still go, shake, stop. And he looked normal.
Yeah.
He wasn't like freaking out. And there wasn't anybody like at the door, or it wasn't a storm, or, you know, anything like that. Loud noises. Just me. And so I was just like, it's me, isn't it?
Do you think it could be? How old is the dog?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
I was told that dogs can have little mini seizures because of their food. There was one, I'm not going to say the brand, because obviously I'm not going to get all libelous on here, but there was one of the brands, you can Google it, just put dog food causes seizures.
Well, I was wondering the age, because I, my girl is, she's like 13 now, and she's very anxious, which is something that she didn't have all the time.
Yeah.
And my vet has suggested putting her on doggy Prozac.
Are you going to do that?
No, we've got some other pills that I think are working in the meantime, because I'm a little worried. Like, if it shifts her mood, like, what if she suddenly tries to eat me in my sleep? So, mm-hmm. you
Which
know.
Has happened. Yeah. I've always had that fear, like, you know, of passing away alone, and then the only thing there in your house is your dog.
I used
and then,
a pill.
Like, you're there for weeks, and the dog's like, I gotta
My dog
eat.
Has to eat me. My dog has to
That's
eat me.
That's crazy.
A pill that I would suggest is, less don't overthink it, it's just the dog pill. But
that's a good pill.
That's a pretty
I
good
I use those.
Pill.
I use those.
No, I get my dog is on two prescriptions for her anxiety.
Your dog okay. is
it's
on
$60.
Anxiety meds.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Kidding
whoa,
me?
Wait,
yeah.
Your dog
happened.
Is on
she's, well, she's, I mean, much like humans do, when you get older, there are chemical changes in the brain. So her little brain, I guess, is going through some stuff. And so I'm trying to make it easier for her. So we put her on her little meds. That way she can calm down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Miss Alex is going through.
Crazy.
$60 a month.
That's
for the
crazy.
Lifetime of joy she's brought me.
You
it
know
is
what
a
I would
small
do?
Price to pay.
I would let the dog shiver and shake and have anxiety. And then whenever it freaks out one day, you go out and get a new dog. It's a lot cheaper.
I just realized I've never told Carson my dad's story.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
Yeah, you may not want to.
No, seriously.
Oh, really?
Don't do it. No, yeah, not Carson.
Shauna says they bought some calming pills at Walmart for their husky, and it worked well.
Yeah, see?
Is that what you buy, is calming pills, or is this like real
no,
Prozac?
Oh, no, like carprofen and something with a T and a Y in it.
Golly.
Yeah, it's $60.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what do I need to eat name brand cheese? No, she can get her pills. It's fine.
Hey, look at it. Wait.
Good for you.
Patrick on Facebook, who's watching us do the feed live, he said, you need 360 video. I told you. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Big D's
No, it's not cool. Here's why 360 video is cool.
We can mount the camera right in the middle,
because
and then people can see whatever they want to see.
No, because when you're sitting down, here's my problem with those people who do the 360 videos or pictures. You see them. It's really only 180 at best, because you're sitting. You're not going to get up and turn around and change the way that you are sitting just so you can see the other side. You know what I mean? You're just going to turn it left and right.
What are you talking about?
I just explained it.
No, if it's a 360 video, you drag on the screen with your mouse or your finger and you see what you want
to
see.
Oh, you don't have to turn the whole phone around?
No. You mount it up in the middle. Yes, you are.
Have I been doing that wrong the entire time? No, I'm talking about like you see people who like post a picture or a video.
Right.
And you turn the phone and you can see around.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
No. Yeah, you're thinking of the 360 videos. No, yeah, that like on YouTube and all that.
Well, I saw my phone.
There's all over YouTube right now. I have VR goggles and I put them on all the time and I watch them. But yeah, you put it right there in the ceiling and it films everything that we're doing.
Yeah, the problem is I don't want to be on camera all the time.
Why?
Because I don't want to be on camera all the time.
But it lets people watch
what they
want to watch.
I just said the same thing again.
You don't want to be on camera all the time.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Remember you really
the time
don't.
I caught you scratching your hoo hoo.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that was a good one too.
It was labeled caught on camera, and so the video starts and Big D's all laid back and he's sitting there going.
No, I was totally molesting myself. It was like, wow.
I don't want to be on camera all the time. I don't like being on camera during the whole podcast. And at least I can watch for when the stupid thing's on me.
Whatever.
I'm serious.
Is that why you like to sit in a chair that's real low and away?
No, I like to sit in this chair because it's comfortable. I hate the way I look on camera sitting in this chair, and I wish you wouldn't put the camera on me.
Well, there's a fix for that. It's called the gym.
Well, don't put the camera on.
I'll skip
put it,
over
put
Patrick.
It on, put it on me.
But people are happy because you're wearing something other than a gray shirt.
He's festive today.
People, I can't tell you how many people say, please, Patrick, wear something other than a gray shirt. What color
is
that?
You know what? If Bubba wasn't filming the whole podcast, you wouldn't know. And my shirt wouldn't bother you.
Whatever.
You know, radio man.
You could have to be a chick. We have to be selfie ready all the time. Yeah. So, you know what? Your life ain't hard. Calm down.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
So, Carson.
Oh, we had going a dog. To the dog story.
Why are you?
No,
don't.
This is
if it's an awful story,
this is classic. Big D. Even tell it on this podcast, much less tell it to you.
This is classic. No, man. All of our dads. You got to remember, it's a different generation. All of our dads did this.
Dude, 1970 dad.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore.
Even 1990 dad was different than now dad.
It was different. I mean, it was not the same, man. You know, we talk about participation ribbons and all that kind of stuff.
Not back then.
Not back then. If I came home, how'd you do, son? We came in fourth. Oh, so you lost. Yes, I lost.
Sir.
We
fair
lost.
Statement.
Yes, sir,
and
we lost.
And you know what? There's something to that. If you don't know how to lose, then you'll never know how to win.
You have to learn that not everything in life is going to go your way.
No, you're right. I can't tell you how many games I lost that I thought we were going to... championships, all that kind of stuff.
This fruity guy on, I said fruity, on ESPN saying,
okay.
I don't
like
care.
The pebbles.
1970s dad's on, here.
And all of a sudden, I'm 1970s dad. I saw this fruitcake on ESPN saying, I don't want my kids to live in a world of winners and losers. Well, then they shouldn't play games, okay?
You shouldn't have children.
You know, there are things you can do where they're not winners and losers. Your kids can be in dance. There's no winners and losers. Your kids can do...
There are dance competitions.
There's winners and losers in everything.
Did you hear cheerleading might go to the Olympics?
Oh,
speaking of that.
I think that's pretty cool.
I know, right?
Like, I'm probably the only guy in this room that actually enjoyed the Bring It On movies, all of them. I had so much fun watching them.
Yeah, you're definitely
the
only guy in the room who enjoyed and admits to enjoying the Bring It On movies.
Those movies were fetch.
Thank you.
Stop trying to make fetch a thing, okay?
Stop it, Gretchen.
You say Fletch. You're talking about Fletch?
Yes, D, we were talking about Fletch. We messed up.
Okay.
Fletch is awesome.
Fletch is the best.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right,
anyway.
Tell a story.
Oh, I was trying to get him out of it.
We had
changing topic.
A dog. You know, we lived out in the country.
Bubba doesn't let things go.
Yeah, I know.
Neither does
we lived out in the middle of nowhere country, and we didn't have central heat and air. I mean, our heater was, I get up in the morning and put wood in our stove, because that's how we heated the house. And we had a dog that, we didn't have indoor dogs. That's weird. And we just had mutts. And so we had one and she had puppies. And she was under the house and had her puppies.
Aww.
And I found them little bitty D. I found them.
How old are you in this story?
Five, I guess, or so. And I can hear some underneath the house. And so I look, and there in the dark, I see with my flashlight little eyes, a bunch of them. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of little puppies. Yeah, she had 13.
Oh, my gosh.
So we get the puppies out, and, you know, they grow, and their eyes are opening now. Okay. And they're good, and everyone's fine. All the ones are good. And so here we are looking at, 14 dogs. You know, there's 13 pups and our dog. So I'm like, oh, this is great. My dad says, which one do you like? I like all of them. Well, yeah, which one do you want to pick one? Why? Well, I'm getting rid of the others and keeping this one, whatever one you pick. Oh, what are you going to do with the other ones? I'm just going to take them and put them in a different home. Okay. So I took my favorite dog, Snowflake.
Oh, Snowflake.
Yeah. And my dad took the rest of those dogs, put in the back of our station wagon with the fake panel on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like wood paneling. But
family truckster.
And
yes.
He just drove out to the country near a stream and let them all out. And came back
there,
home.
They have a better chance at living because they're near a water source.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. Sure. Sure. So let's see. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three. Yeah, about they're dead now.
Yeah, they're dead. He didn't take them and feed them directly to wolves.
No.
But
directly drown them,
no.
A la the evil aunt in Harry Potter.
No, but he did not.
Instead, he let them suffer, and that's no. What a lovely feel-good story for the holiday season.
Before people had dogs, dogs had to fend for themselves.
They
believe
did.
Me, they those
with
little,
their mommies.
With
she's got a point on you there, man.
With their mommies.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was the way I was raised.
Yep.
I've gotten better though. I'm not quite so heartless. Mm. I used to be really pretty bad. I kind of whatever, but I've gotten better. I have.
You actually have dogs for your kids now.
No. Yeah, we have two dogs. I can't believe two dogs. I have two animals in my house.
I used to have three. Just me and my three dogs. My little guy passed away a couple years ago, but I still have my two. And, you know, one of them sleeps on my bed every night, and he's bigger than I am. So I have a bed for my dogs.
Yeah,
and
I like it. You know,
and
I move
over if they need more room, and sometimes I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll go to the couch if the bed's taken. So, you know.
Yeah, okay.
There are no animals living in my house,
nope.
And I'm fine with that.
I love having me some animals.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. We had the big one, the Labradoodle I love. It's a great dog, but the other one I could do without. I almost like want to just open the door, just let it just go. Oh, and
like my wife's Yorkie?
Just take off. Yeah, don't you just want to get rid of that dog?
I told you, I've prayed. I actually, and I know this is horrible, I've prayed that somebody would steal it. I've prayed that it would be outside and it would get attacked by, and this is the sad thing.
Oh,
I was like,
maybe a coyote will come and take it.
Dog, and, well, here's the thing. The dog is so terrible. It's like 10 years old or 8 years old, and it still is not potty trained. And we tried everything. My wife bought this stupid dog, and it was supposed to be pre-potty trained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fell for that.
So we get the dog, and it doesn't. So I'm just – and I know this is horrible, and I know people can be like, I can't believe you're saying that. I really have, and it's terrible of me. But I've prayed that, you know, a coyote would come and take it, and I would be there to maybe try to save it and look like I was, you know – and I could be like, look, I care. I tried.
Oh, no.
But the coyote got it.
And you're jumping in the air.
Yeah.
You're not jumping. You're not really jumping like full jump.
Very...
You're like hopping.
Yeah.
You know.
Bubba is trying to lure hawks and falcons to his house. He's got like feeding stations set up. Like, oh, no, there went the dog. And you know, it's a Yorkie and it's little, which means it's going to live forever.
Yeah.
You've got another.
Will?
Oh, little dogs? Yeah.
Yeah, it's at least 15 to 20 years.
My dachshund, I finally had to, like, he just got too sick, but he was 15 when he passed.
Oof.
Yep. Actually, my great uncle, his dog was 22.
What?
22. Oh
my, my Aunt Les had a dog that lived to be like 21, 22. I used to know the dog's name. I can't think of it now. It was a Shih Tzu. I remember that.
Yeah. They do. It's the big guys that are the most fun that don't last long.
Yeah. Oh. Jake is awesome, and he's going to be 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's a golden doodle. Half golden, half poodle, and he is the best dog ever. Super smart, kind of I say super smart, super sweet, kind of dopey, but just he listens well. Everything you ask of him, he'll do.
Yeah,
he's the best dog. He's the best dog.
That's
if I say stop, he stops. If I say drop it, he drops it. I mean, you name it, he's awesome. If I say go pee, he'll go pee.
My two are just, you know, they're big bundles of spoiled because that's what I've done for them their entire lives. But because they're big, people are like so intimidated by them, which was great because I'll go out walking by myself, but I have this, you know, massive animal at the end of my wrist, and I've had guys be like, are they friendly? Nope, I can't guarantee that, sir. Just keep moving. Just keep walking on.
Get out of the way. This dog will eat you.
Can't be responsible, so you just may want to move along.
Do you feel constantly, not constantly in danger, but you're always thinking about it?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. I would think have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was, what was that thing? They had a lady who was abducted not too long ago. She was jogging.
Yes.
And two other ladies
stole
her. Yes,
two women took her.
Did we ever find out what they tattooed on her?
No, she got a brand. They branded her.
Oh, branded. That's
what
it was.
Yeah, they branded her.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big thing. It was on 2020 last week. She was just beautiful woman, two young kids. Her husband was out of his mind because she was jogging. They found her phone and her earbuds on the side of the road, and it was like 2 months, and she'd escaped, or they dumped her out of a car, and she had like a
That's
chain.
That's what I heard. They dumped her out.
Yeah, they had like a chain wrapped around her, and she's on the side of the road trying to flag people down, like, please, somebody help me.
And she was naked, right?
I think
something
crazy.
Yeah,
and some woman saw her and was like, oh my gosh, like, what? There's got to be something, you know, either this woman, whatever it was, this woman needs help, and that's how they found her. And she was abducted by two women, and yeah, they haven't gone into the whole story. I don't think they, as far as I know, haven't found the captors. But
what they branded her for?
Yeah,
nope.
They said they didn't say it. They didn't reveal like what the branding was or why. But yeah, they branded her. Mm.
And they did all the terrible things you would expect somebody to have done to them.
Yeah,
when they're
abducted. Cut her hair and
That's probably the least bad.
Well,
thing.
No, but it's just, you know, things like changing her physical appearance. You know, so I don't know. I, again, don't know what their intent was in taking her. But yeah, it was a horrible story. And, I don't know. You just
the
never
only
know.
Good side is that she's still alive. You know,
oh, absolutely.
When you think about that, I mean,
what she's going to go through and recovery, I'm sure, is terrible. But if at the very least, she still has her life.
Do you think most women have a feeling of that vulnerability?
Absolutely.
When they go out?
Yeah. I mean, because I've been in situations where, you know, things can get a little bit wonky. And like, I had a guy that literally, I was out walking my dogs. It's like 3 p.m. and I'm on when I say path, I mean, it was a paved walking trail and it was populated, but it just happened to be, I'd hit a stretch where I guess I was kind of alone. And this guy comes along on a bike and just starts circling me.
What?
Yeah. And it was, what am I going to do?
Shoot him?
Well, I did not have a gun on me, which first mistake, I know. But yeah, you just
that has since been resolved. Letting y'all know.
So again, just you don't know when weird things can happen, and you know, I'm not saying that.
What did he do? He's left. Did you?
No, he's circling, and he was trying to talk to me, but it was again. He kept circling me like I don't know what I'm even. How to equate it to anything else.
Just
but
eyeing you, like sizing
you
up,
trying
to figure
out. He's on
a
bike circling me.
How old was he?
Mid-20s, probably. And he started to, like, he was kind of saying something to me, but not really. And I was trying to walk forward. I had my dogs with me.
Like he was talking to the voices in his head.
I don't know what he was doing. And it was really creepy. And I was like, and so I'm trying to figure out which direction to go in, that hopefully there might be people. And so I decided, you know, let me go back toward the parking lot. And I just kind of got a little spring in my step, and thankfully a couple people came around the bend and he took off. But yeah, like my mom was in a parking garage once and a guy followed her up the stairs. I mean, literally was on the step behind her, step for step for step for step. And she knew it was going, she put her keys in her fist and she just wasn't even going to look back. And She hustled her way to her car, and thankfully another car started coming up, so the guy went to go look and see where that car went. So my mother gets in the car, and she's just bolting on out of there, and the dude charged at her car and punched her window. That, so it's things like that that you just, I mean, not oh saying gosh. Random violence can't happen to guys too, but it's stories like that that I'm aware of and have happened to, you know, it's not urban legends. It's this happened to somebody I know or this happened to me.
Mm-hmm. There's all, you know, I always talk about it all the time, like Stacy Jogs and all that. I'm like, make sure you're armed, make sure you got everything on you. So she's, you know, loaded down. She's probably got more weight in weapons than in clothing.
That's that's like her weighted vest.
Yeah, it really is.
She didn't need a weighted vest.
I get worried, because
my best friend is a jogger and she was attacked. Because she's like, and it's not a justification, but she's maybe 120 pounds soaking wet. I mean, she's a little bitty thing.
So the guy probably saw her as
it was two guys. And she was out jogging by her house, very safe area in her town. And there were two guys, I guess, kind of hiding behind a tree. And they came and they knocked her, like they tackled her. And somebody else happened to be jogging and saw it and chased them off. I mean, her husband's a police officer. This girl is beyond armed. But you just never know, anytime, anywhere.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So please be careful when you're out Christmas shopping.
Do you ever tell you the time when I was in Russia? I spent a month or so in the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Before it was the coup.
Right before, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The coup happened like a week after I got back home. And I still had friends who were still stuck over there watching the tanks roll in. Anyway, so I told the family I was staying with, hey, I'm going to go for a walk. And he said, he's like, okay. And I remember him saying, hey, just be careful. And I was like, okay. So I'm walking with, you know, in shorts and a light jacket, you know, that's like colorful, like bright blue or something.
That basically said, I'm an American.
with my Nikes, just screamed, I'm American. And I'm walking down the road, and this guy comes up, and he goes, with broken English, he says, are you American? I said, yeah. He says, I'm learning English at university. Would you come to my flat with my friend and I, and so that we can talk to you and get better at our English? And, of course, I was like, yeah. So I followed him. We went to his. We went into a building. Yeah, went into this building.
You had a date.
I went into this building.
Hey, you American, you come with me.
And it was creepy on the inside. Like you open the door, it's like you open the door, and there's like doors inside. You know, like
you mean a that, flat, like yeah, an apartment like, in the Soviet Union was creepy.
Yeah,
color me surprised.
And I go in there, and it's one room. The whole flat is one room. And we walk in, and there's another guy who's a shorter guy.
By the way,
stocky.
Can I just tell you how dumb you are?
Oh, stupid. And he had a big gap in his teeth, like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching old black market VHS videos of MTV. And it's like, you remember that old VHS where it has the lines that go across, you know, that the tracking isn't right or whatever?
They recorded an SLP, so it's the lowest quality.
But they could get 6 hours of video. Yeah. Yes.
And so it's like Madonna's, you know,
Borderline
playing. And so I sit down on the couch, and there's a coffee table in front. And there's two chairs on the end of the coffee table. So I'm on the couch in the middle, and there's two chairs here, and behind me it's just a wall. And I'm looking at the TV. And they start talking about, you know, where are you from in America? And I tell them, and they're like, and the other guy, he's got a black leather jacket on, the teeth and all that stuff, and he's not saying a word. He's just looking at me. And the other guy is kind of the salesman-y kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to put, you know, it was about 10 minutes into it, I realized.
I screwed up.
Oh, this is where they're going to try and kill me. Like, I didn't even like
hold it, you for ransom or something.
All of a sudden, I just finally realized
this is the moment. This is not how it happens.
This is how stupid I was. They're not here to hear how my accent or my English is at all. And that's when I went, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I've got a big scar, two big scars on my knee from playing football, two knee surgeries. And I see one of them is looking at it. I go, yeah, I got that in, this is from a knife fight. It was a street fight, and a guy pulled a knife out and carved my leg up. I go, but I took care of him, you know. Just making up all these crazy stories.
That's really quick thinking on your part.
And he's like, oh, yeah. And I said, I started talking about, you know, all my wrestling days because I wrestled for a long time. And all these, you know, I was the grand champion in heavyweight wrestling in the United States. And all this stuff.
That's all right. Yep.
Going on and on and on. And I said, and they're like, oh, okay. And then they start talking to each other in Russian. Right in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh, the plot was on.
And then I was like, and every hair on my neck stood up. And as they're talking, they stopped and they looked at me. I can't believe this is a true story. I stood up and I said, and I looked, you know, I'm kind of like not looking at either one of them. Because
mm-hmm.
if I looked at one, I couldn't see the other one right. at all. I'm looking directly ahead as Borderline by Madonna is playing in the background. I'm looking kind of at the TV, but I'm really using my peripheral vision to look at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm leaving now, and I'm going in. You're going to have to move and get out of my way for me to leave. I said, you don't want this to get bad. And there's only one knows English.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, no, everything is fine. I go, everything isn't fine. And you need to move because I'm leaving. I said, tell your pal over here the same. And he just like, da, blah, 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 starts talking in Russian.
That's how they talk, by the way.
Yeah.
Durka,
durka. Muhammad Jihad. And so
I can't wait to watch that with my kids, by the way.
Gonna be a great day. Let's all get them together. And so the car salesman guy, he steps out of the way and I walk. By now, the Russian with the leather jacket, and the spiky hair and the gap in his tooth, he's standing at the door. He'd moved and he's between me and the door.
Oof.
And his hand is behind his back. And I'm like, well, this is it. And I walk up to him and I said, and I turn my back toward the other guy because I'm thinking this guy's the real threat. And I said, you need to move right now. I said, because all my American friends, I was supposed to meet them 10 minutes ago. And I've already told them where I'm at. I left a message for them. Just, I didn't even know. It didn't even make sense.
Right, but that's okay.
And so the guy takes his hand, pulls it out from behind his back.
It's a stuffed animal.
He gives me a teddy bear. No, and yeah, it's a bear, like a Russian bear.
Yeah.
It's and
like toys for tots.
And he he moved to the side, and I walked by him. I get back to where I'm staying. I go, Alex, and I tell him the whole story. And he is like,
mortified?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. He starts screaming at his mom in Russian. His mom is in there, and she's like going, blah, 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 blah. They're yelling at each other. And like, they're embarrassed. That's what they were. They were like concerned for me, but they're more embarrassed that their people did that.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, that is not what we are about. And I'm like, man, I get it. We have people like that in America. I mean, it's just, you just never know, man. You got to be smart.
You know what's interesting, though, that I'm listening to this story. And I mean, I understand you were younger. Absolutely. But I grew
and
up.
And enormous.
Yeah. I mean, you're a big guy. But like, I just grew up with such a sense of almost to the point of paranoia about my safety, that when I started dating, like outside of high school and college where everybody knew everyone, but, you know, get into the adult world and maybe you meet somebody.
Maybe you don't.
Welcome to my life. But no, like if I go out on a date and let's say it's somebody that, however I met them, I will, if he wants to pick me up, I'm not always going to say yes. I'm going to be like, yeah, I'll meet you somewhere. But there have been occasions where I'm like, okay, I'll let you pick me up at a neutral place. I will tell him, hold on 1 second. I will go take pictures of his license plate and I will send it to 5 friends.
Do you tell him that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I make sure that you can see me taking pictures of your license plate.
This is why you're not married, by the way.
No, I think it's fantastic.
No, and I
it shows smart. The guy yes. that you're not an idiot. Uh-huh.
The first thing it tells me if a girl did that on a date with me was, okay, you're crazy. You're paranoid.
Do you tell him? Do you get in there and go, hey, I do that because I still know?
Yeah. I'm like, it's just a safety factor.
There are less weird ways to be safe than that.
Such as?
Don't get in his car. Have him meet you somewhere.
Yes, but there, like I was out on a date one night. We met in a neutral place. We went to dinner. And then it was, let's go to this place afterwards. My friend's band is playing, whatever. And so I did indeed get in his car. But the first thing I did was take a picture of the license plate. And I said, just so you know, I've sent your name and your license plate to 5 friends. If anything happens, they at least have a jumping off point.
I would think that was cool. Again,
it does put the guy in a weird place.
You would
place,
not
though.
Think that was cool. If a girl did that, getting into a car with you, you would be like,
yeah. You know, I would respect it, but I would go, you know what?
I would respect
there
it.
There becomes a real wall there for sure.
I yeah. respect it. I think it's fantastic. And you know what? If my girls are listening, she's
yeah,
smart.
Like, I mean, here's the thing. You could, and if the guy thinks that that's weird, that's cool. Then it's just not going to work out. That's fine. Yeah. But there, I mean, the guys I've gone out with, like that dude.
When you go out on a date, do you
we
do
dated
the,
for months.
Do you do the turn on my location or share my location thing on your iPhone? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have an iPhone.
I drop a pin in Google Maps. no, it's when I've done it, it's again, I just like my friends know where I'm at. Actually, with texting at this point, is it's so much easier to be like, oh, wait, we went to dinner at this place, but now we're going to go yeah. wherever else afterwards. It's just that easy to shoot a text
you know
to somebody.
I love the Find My iPhone thing. And I know you guys don't have them, but it really, you log into your account. And from anything, from your phone mm-hmm. or from the desktop or whatever, you just do Find My iPhone. And you can go down the list. I can go, Olivia, where is she right now? And I can see. Mm-hmm. Ava, where is she? Frank, where is he? And it's great because you know where they're at.
Yeah.
Because no, you know that. Those phones don't leave your side anymore.
Nope. That's why. Oh, yeah, you want to go to, oh, we're going to go to karaoke bar? Cool. You know what? Let me just go, let me hit the restroom on the way out. Da-da-da-da. 5 friends. Okay, here's karaoke bar we're going to. Talk to you in, you know, later tonight. That's it. Because I've had, and obviously I'm sure I take it to somewhat of an extreme, but I have girlfriends that have, like, I turn around, like we're in a city that we don't live in and we're on vacation and I turn around and they're gone because they met a guy. I'm like, whoa, what are you? And I'm frantically calling.
They just take
where
off?
Are you? Yeah. Oh, I had that. Oh, I've had that.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. And
are they still friends?
Yeah.
What do they do?
This one, we were out for New Year's Eve, and I think it might have. I don't think it was New Year's Eve itself though, but it might have been the night before. Anyway, we're in a very party city, and we'd met a couple of guys, and we were going kind of bar hopping, and I turn around, and suddenly she's gone, and the dude she had been talking to was gone, and I'm calling her, I'm texting, she's not picking up, and I'm like, oh, I'm retracing steps. Finally, she's like, oh, I'm with so-and-so. We're at his hotel. Where's the hotel? I'm coming there right now, and I'm sitting in the lobby. Like, I don't care how long. I don't care how long you take, but you are not going to be there alone.
The prepper part of me says that you've got to be prepared for any situation. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm sitting at dinner, another great thing is you can use your fork. You ever bend your fork?
No,
where
but
you take the tines of your fork, and you can bend them, and you can make little spikes going all the way around so when you punch. You have all those little things. It's great.
Welcome to what's going to be in my purse.
Yeah. A fork. A
thank
simple
you for
fork
that.
Is
yes,
a great
thank
one.
You.
I mean, you have to have a plan for everything mm-hmm. because you never know when the stuff's going to hit the fan. And when it does, you need to be prepared. Prepper's rule.
You know, just it's stuff that goes through your head.
Who do you want to hang out with, a prepper or your friend who's just like disappearing?
Tell you another good thing is like if you are getting attacked or you feel it, 3 words. I have Ebola. They will run.
Zika.
I don't think the type of person that would attack you it gives a.
They may go, me too.
Is it Steve Martin used to say, like, if you're going to get mugged, throw up on him? like, boy, if only I could make that happen.
Let me tell you, if I could make myself, never mind, I'm going to stop.
Stop you.
Now. We're on camera.
You would be thin. I got the joke. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, again, I...
Not making light of bulimia. It's terrible, yes, I'm sure. Yes.
But no, like, I've lived alone, and I lived in a three-family house, and I was on the second floor, and you would see me every morning come out at, like, 4:30 to take my dogs out. I mean, if anybody was watching, I had a pretty obvious routine, and it was pretty clear that it was just me. So, you know, you just never know. So I try to be aware of my surroundings, maybe to the point of over-preparation, but oh well, I'm still here.
The scaredest I've personally ever been, frightened for my life, was I was 12, and I came home from school. My mom was always there, always. And the door was not completely closed. It was kind of open a little bit. And I opened the door, and I'm like, hello? Nobody's there. Nothing. Nobody's there. I go next door and knock on the door. Nobody's there. I'm like, that's weird. And I remember going out and looking out in the street, and when there should be cars going by, no cars went by at all. And
did you see Kirk Cameron anywhere?
I had just watched. It was a Thursday. Wednesday at our youth group, we had just watched the
Left Behind
series.
Oh no!
I've had a moment just like yours,
and I'm thinking, Jesus came back and everyone left except for me.
I woke up from a nap in the same situation with them.
I called my friends who I know were home. No answer. We didn't have cell phones. You had to call their home number. I called three people and no one answered. I just sat in the living room and just bawled.
Oh, my gosh.
That was it. Everyone's gone. And about that time, what are you doing? No, nothing, Dad.
You got left here, too?
That's what happens when you take the dogs to the river.
That's a funny story that Jeremy McComb was telling us about. When Jeremy was with Larry the Cable Guy, he would open up for Larry the Cable Guy, like, do some songs and stuff before his comedy set. And he said one night, they had to get from one city to another quickly all the way across the country. And so Larry the Cable Guy had chartered a private jet to take him from the show that night to get to the other place. And he said, it's in the middle of the night, man, and it's quiet. And, you know, Cable Guy's asleep in his seat. He goes, I'm just looking outside. I see all of a sudden what I think it would look like when Jesus comes back. It looks like the clouds are parting, and you can it's just revelation, biblical stuff exploding in the sky. He goes, I'm just waiting for the horses to come out. And he goes, I start freaking out, going, this is it, dude, this is it. He goes, I went over and I punched Larry, and I go, dude, wake up. Jesus is coming back. It's happening. He looks at it and he goes, it's the Northern Lights, moron.
he had never seen him before?
No.
I had
dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I feel bad for him.
That's so sweet, though. Northern Actually, Lights, it's a really sweet story.
The first time I saw the Northern Lights, I thought we were being invaded by aliens. Oh. Like, the first time I saw them, I didn't know what they were because, you know, I'd never lived that far north. And I'm like, I kept thinking, I'm going to see the ship in a moment, and it never happened. But it's beautiful. There's nothing like it. Once you see it,
when
you
know
see
what it is.
You want to see it every night.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's a sweet story.
Oh, and Jeremy's like, dude.
It's a sweet story because he's so stupid. It's like, and the thing is, you don't know Jeremy. He's a good dude, and he's really quite bright. So it's one of those things where you go, how are you that dumb for that moment?
No,
how
man.
Did that happen?
That was it. Aww. He had that moment. I think, if I don't know what your beliefs are, but if you believe that, then that we all have, I think everyone has had a moment like
Bubba,
that.
Years ago, Bubba had overslept because he was on cold medicine, and remember this?
Yeah.
He had a dream that the rapture had happened, and he was the only one left. And meanwhile, you know how when you're having a dream and then something starts to break you out of it. It incorporates into your dream. Yeah. I'm calling on his house phone on the answering machine, yelling into it, going, Bubba, because he was late. You know, Bubba, wake up. Bubba. And Bubba said, in my dream, I was like, oh, I'm not the only one left. Patrick's here, too.
Yeah.
Dude.
Mom, if you're listening to this, I blame that on you. That moment was all on you because of the fear you put in me.
A friend of mine had a dream. She was on a plane. She fell asleep, and she had a dream she was in a plane crash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she startled awake, freaking out. And the problem is, most times if you wake up, you're maybe in your bed, on your couch, but she's just come out of a dream about a plane crash, and she's on a plane.
Arms and legs flailing.
Oh, my God.
I was like, awful. I'm like, that is my second biggest nightmare next to an actual plane crash.
My mom is the best. And D, if I'm going to say this. My mom will call me. Hi, honey. What you doing? Oh, I'm just having lunch. Oh, with who? And I'll tell her who I'm with. Oh, okay, tell them hi. Okay, I'll tell them hi. Where are you at? We're at Hooters. Big D, what does she always say every single time?
Is that where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
I love her so much.
Every single time.
That's adorable.
The first time he's on the phone and he goes, no, ma'am. It's no, ma'am. And I'm like, you can kind of hear through the people's, you know, ears anyway. I'm like, did she just say that? Did she just say, is that where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
Hey, I think she just asked him. Did she just ask you if Jesus comes back?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that's my mom.
I'm so stealing that. That's wonderful. Anytime anybody checks in on Facebook anywhere, I'm going to write that.
Yes.
Oh, well. This, by the way, is our last podcast for the year, isn't it?
Yep.
Because we're not going to be...
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to be... we're going to be off for vacation starting next
And for some
week.
Reason, you guys don't want to do one before we leave.
No,
talking
we
about
don't.
All the awesome stuff we have going on for vacation.
No. Yeah. You know, it's just... You know, we all need a break, so... yeah, but it's going to be...
I need a break. I could keep working.
I tell you what, I'll trade with you. I'll go on vacation and you keep working.
You and see folks, right?
Yeah, some point. So after you guys leave, I get to record all of the best of Big D and Bubba shows.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty
And like
fun.
Put all that together, dig through the archives and find the good stuff.
Oh, man.
That should take about 5 minutes.
Behind the scenes, we spent the last 3 weeks, I spent digging through the archives looking for... segments that I wanted to cut up and use for
a demo for the
Academy of Country Music Awards. You have to send an entry. You have to make like a 10-minute tape that showcases the best of the year. And I was like, oh, it's so daunting because you start out going, what did we do this year? I don't remember. Do you remember what we did this year?
I don't know. We did an hour ago.
Yeah. So I start out by looking through a list of like titles of segments of the show that we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, what, Bubba? In a year, there must be 2,000 of them.
Of things that get archived?
Things that get archived.
Yeah.
Easy. So then
easy.
You pick out 100 of those, and then you listen to 100 3- and 4- and 5-minute pieces of tape, which takes days. And then you go, nah. I'll tell you, I found some really good stuff that wasn't good enough for the demo, because I couldn't figure out how to cut it down short, but it's gonna, I'm like, oh,
stuff.
I'm running that next week when the guys aren't here. Really funny stuff.
Carson, you going to see your folks?
Yep, I will be at my parents' house. So, and I was doing some Christmas shopping
today.
Is that
where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
I think that is the place to be. I did some Christmas shopping this morning and thought, oh, you know what? I'm gonna send the stuff to my parents' house. That way I'm not worried about it showing up in time. And then I realize I've just sent their presents to their house.
Just tell them don't open the box.
Yeah, so now I have to send the text, which is like, hey, there's some packages coming. Can you just put them in the guest room? I mean, like, it kills the surprise.
Yeah.
But
they knew you were going to get them something, so
no,
there really
every
was
year,
no
don't
surprise.
Don't get us anything. Blah, blah. Okay, really? Like, we're just going to sit there Christmas morning and stare at each other?
Got to do something.
I mean, you got to have something under the tree.
Bobby, you're going...
We're doing Disney.
Oh my god.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, we always have this we have this really bad habit of going to Disney at Christmas. Mm-hmm. I say bad habit.
No, it's awesome.
Well, it's the crowdedest. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's the crowdedest, most crowded time of the year for them. So, we get to
Did we all sing it right then?
What?
It's the most crowdedest time of the year. This will probably be your last Disney, won't you think?
Why?
No, it's not going to be my last Disney. Well, he's just saying because my girls are getting bigger and all that. No, I don't think it's going
to
be my last.
Who's the girl who went to Disney World 2 years ago?
I know, but
as kids, different. Yeah,
I mean, my parents took me when I was a sophomore in high school. Like, we did a family vacation in Disney. We had a blast.
Yeah.
Well, keep going. Olivia, Disney,
you know, she's already planning next year. She's like, let's go to London.
Oh,
I'm like,
harder.
Yeah. Are you paying? I'll get a job. Okay.
Yeah. I'm joining Bubba's family.
We're not doing loan. I just don't think people understand how hard it is to come up. Like, you know, when you're 15, you don't understand how hard it is to come up with the amount of money you need to take a vacation in general. You know, whether you're just going a state away or, you know, a couple, let's say 100 miles away, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
You got to think about all the meals, all the rooms, all the this.
Yeah,
all
even
the that.
If you're not flying, it's still gas money. It's still, you know, if you're staying in a hotel or if you're not, but absolutely, it's an added expense. Oh, adulting, man.
Yeah, adulting. Remember your parents used on vacations, we used to put sandwich meat. Bread, drinks, and the...
We didn't stop and buy food.
We had the cooler stocked and...
Oh, yeah.
Stacy's van has a little cooled compartment in it, which is nice.
Yeah.
But you don't use it.
I do. She used it for the for the first 3 years she owned this van. It was her garbage can in there. And I went, what are you doing? That's not a garbage can. Look, you press this button and it gets it cold in there. She goes... Oh, I was wondering what that did.
It's pretty nifty, though.
I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm the only one who I think ever uses it. Normally, it's just empty, and it's got charging cables in there.
Guess what was not in my mother's station wagon when I was growing up?
Well,
cooling compartment.
You know, a lot of stuff isn't in, you know. I mean, cars are so awesome now. I mean, we have 12-volt battery, or, you know, where you just plug in directly to the wall, 120-volt outlets now in the van. That's
right.
Cool.
I don't have that, but
no,
me neither.
Yeah, you do.
I
think you do. I think you do.
Dude, his car's 10 years old.
In the center compartment, not his truck. I'm talking about his wife's truck.
Oh, that one.
I think she has one in the center console.
Yeah, but you know, won't have that. A 1969 matte black Camaro
Won't have that.
That's happening next year.
Dude, I don't want to hurt your feelings. You know how gigantic you're going to be sitting in a 1969 matte black Camaro?
What you need to do is get an Austin Healey Sprite. That would fit you great.
You're going to get down into that car and climb up out of that car about 7-8 times before you realize this was a bad idea.
Yep, I might.
This is a bad idea.
And that's when I lift it.
Lift it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it was a monster truck. Nobody understood how that happened.
Right. I have to go to the airport because I got texted Big D a picture yesterday. I had to go put the battery trickle charger on the airplane battery because it hasn't run in a while. And so I'm like, let me go make sure I get this good. So I go and I go to hook it up, and the clamp that goes on your battery just falls off. So I go ahead and I splice the wire up and I tape it up.
He spliced the wire.
That's right. That's right, because I'm handy.
New Year's resolution.
20 minutes
not
later, he sends me a picture.
Flying with either of you.
Sends me a picture.
No, it's not on the plane. It's on the battery trickle charger. It never goes in the air.
If he's willing to do that, what else is he willing to do?
Yeah, where else are you cutting those corners?
Dude, fix a flat.
Southwest.com.
That's a different time, you understand? A different time, you see.
So anyway, I do that, and I'm leaving the airport last night, and I text Big D. I'm like, yeah, I fixed it. You know, and he's like, you're going to leave it like that? I'm like, yeah. So I ended up having to call my brother, who's a nuclear engineer, and I'm like, hey, is this safe? And he's like, yeah, we'll go in, and he had me run all kinds of little tests and things. Do this, do that. And everything was fine. So we're good. But I do, I keep checking the news, waiting to see, you know, if there's a fire at the airport.
Fire at the airport.
Authorities are investigating a mysterious fire in a hangar.
I keep looking. So I'm going to go and I'm going to unhook it because it's trickle charged. It's good. It's all good.
Did I tell you I had to pull the airspeed indicator off?
Why?
Because it was not working.
Why didn't you just put a placard on it saying not working? That's what you're supposed to do.
You can't fly without a airspeed indicator.
You have one on your GPS.
I hate to say this, but it's one of those required instruments.
I know. Red line, white line, yellow line. I know. I get all that. I'm just making a joke.
But when I was flying, it was like 30 off. It was like 30 knots off.
Really?
Yeah. And
What was stuck in the pedo?
Well, he pulled the pedo off, and
now we're losing. Look, Patrick left, Carson left. Wow. We start talking airplanes.
All right, good.
And everybody's like, "Man, yeah, okay, good, we're out here."
You know what? Yeah, this is when it gets good.
People listening too. They're all like, "I'm out,
check
it out."
Oh yeah, look at that. Oh, the viewers are dropping. Die. You know, here's the thing: at the end of the podcast, you never know who's still with you, and the people who are, they want to hear about what's stuck in Big D's pedo tube.
So anyway, I had a man look at my tube. And it took the pedo tube off, found a spider's nest down inside the tube.
Didn't you have it covered?
No.
Oh.
They did the annual. He didn't replace the cover.
Oh.
So.
Isn't that great? The people who check, who make sure your airplane is safe to fly, they make silly mistakes like that.
I know.
Dude, I had my annual, and the guy, he put down, and I didn't catch it because, you know, I just sign off. I'm like, here's the check. Here, you know, take the money. So anyway, somebody's looking over my books and they go, what kind of plane do you have? And I told him, he goes, it's four cylinder, right? I said, yeah. He goes, according to this, you have a six cylinder. And sure enough, it had all the compressions for a six cylinder. Somebody had, when they use their little computer thing, they just didn't take off the other two cylinders from the one prior to mine.
Oh.
So it screwed it all up. So I had to go and scratch it out and initial it and all that kind of stuff.
Why? Well, it's probably better because you don't want to know what the compressions are, probably. Were they good readings? Yeah, they were great. Excellent.
All right, good.
What's the two lowest ones? Take those off.
Happy flying.
Yeah, anyway. So, but yeah, we took that out and it's still off 30 knots.
That's messed up.
So I finally just said, and we had them blow the lines out and all that stuff. So,
somebody blew your pedo tube?
No, you go back to the instrument. You always do everything out.
Dude.
What?
You're ruining the joke.
Oh.
You're taking it literal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is this where I go, no, oh, I've been married too long.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ah. All right. Well, thank you, Subway. Thank you to Subway, our friends at Subway, for sponsoring the podcast once again. And right now at Subway, Monday is no longer Monday because they are doing the 350 sub of the day. Monday is now known as Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day, and it is delicious. You know, we were talking about the Reuben last podcast, I want to say.
Yeah.
And it was so popular, a lot of locations ran out of Reubens. So that is good. So whenever we tell you about something, take advantage of it because you don't know how long it's going to last. Go to Subway. Check it out. Different
just
350-
like your loved ones.
Just like your loved ones and your puppies. A different 350 6-inch sub of the day. God, it took a turn, didn't it? Every day of the week. So check it out. Each containing no artificial flavors, no artificial colors or clovers, no artificial sources. So take advantage of it. Just Clover 350. Grill. It's a great sub for a great price. Best hamburger in New Orleans at 3 a.m. is Clover Grill. If you don't know, you don't know. You go in there, they got grease rolling down the walls.
That's what we think it is.
Wednesday is Turkey Breast Day. Thursday, Italian BMT Day. And the 357 of the day.
Four people somewhere are going, hey.
A different 6-inch sub of the day. Only in Subway, so there you go. Anyway, are we done now?
Let's go, boys.
Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
When?
On the radio.
Where?
Every day.
You're backwards.
It was the podcast.
Fire.